week in all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's begin in Kayole, a slum in Kenya's capital, Nairobi. It's where young boys and girls meet at a social hall at least twice a week to work on their martial arts skills. Some previously were involved in criminal activities, but they have found a new pastime, Muay Thai, a combat sport originally from Thailand. The sport has provided the young Kenyan athletes with a new lease on life, away from drugs, crime, and sometimes even death. Ryle Ambor reports from Nairobi.
Kayole Social Hall in Nairobi's Eastland area normally hosts meetings and gatherings of locals, but on weekends, it becomes a training space for dozens of young athletes. Most, like Gabriel Aroka, are trying to change their lives.
If it wasn't for this sport, I really don't know where I would have been right now. I was probably dead. I was rolling with bad company. For like this sport takes a lot of my time, so I don't get to spend a lot of time with my friends. So for one, my time has been valuable here than outside.
Aroka is talking about Muay Thai, a combat sport originally from Thailand that uses stand-up striking and other clinching techniques to hold the opponent. Many who have taken up the sport were once involved in criminal activities, according to Coach Gilbert Miruka.
They could be now smoking glue, maybe some of them may be doing weeds, some of them may be doing evil things like mugging. There's mugging, snatching, yeah. When you put your clothes on the line, some of them might pick them and go and sell for the so that they can get money for the staff.
Miruka has been training Muay Thai fighters for 18 years, and some, like Aroka, have gone on to win local and international titles. This year, Aroka became the East African champion in the welterweight category under the International Federation of Muay Thai Associations.
I can say that me being an inspiration to another youth, especially here in Kayole, it really means a lot, because I believe if I can change, what about the others? And since I have people who follow me around asking me, wanting to know when's the next game, I feel good and I feel honored.
Kayole is considered one of the most dangerous neighborhoods in Nairobi. Unemployment, criminal activity, and shootings by police are rampant. Coach Miruka says crime and violence could be reduced if the government helped Muay Thai fighters to travel to Thailand for more training and competition.
What I believe, Muay Thai originated from Thailand, but we Kenyans, we are the best. If you're given the support and every staff, you can bring more title belts in Nairobi.
In 2016, the International Olympic Committee recognized Muay Thai as a provisional Olympic sport. That means it could be a sport at the 2020 Summer Games in Tokyo. Aroka and other fighters in Kenya are training for that possibility. Rai Lumbur for VOA News, Nairobi.
The National Basketball Association officially tipped off its 74th season Tuesday night with the Los Angeles Clippers and defending champion Toronto Raptors posting victories. The Clippers beat their city rival, the Los Angeles Lakers, 112-102, while the Raptors defeated the visiting New Orleans Pelicans in overtime. The AP's John Letherby reports from Toronto, Canada.
Toronto's Fred VanVleet and Pascal Siakam at 34 points each as the Raptors down the Pelicans in overtime 131-122. Tied at 122, Kyle Lowry's pair of free throws put Toronto up by two with just over 2 minutes left in the extra frame. A missed fadeaway by New Orleans' Brandon Ingram turned into a VanVleet three as Toronto finished the contest on an 8-0 run. For the former Wichita State product, VanVleet finished with a career high in points.
I was happy. Obviously, you know, he scored that many points and being pretty efficient. And it was good. My teammates found me, and I was able to find some shots.
Siakam added 18 rebounds. The Pelicans were led by Ingram's 22 points, while J.J. Redick added 16. John Letherby, Toronto.
Thanks, John. Joining us once again for some NBA hoops analysis is Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, the voice of America's Swahili service chief. Sporty greetings, Mwamoyo.
Greetings, Sonny. Good to be here. It's a new season, new stories, new everything in the NBA.
Lots to talk about. Let's begin with Pascal Siakam, the young player from Douala, Cameroon. Big night, 34 points and 18 rebounds on opening night. Siakam also smiling over a new contract extension worth $130 million over 4 years. Just a great story from Africa, Mwamoyo.
It is a remarkable story, Sonny. 8 years ago, Siakam wasn't playing basketball. 3 years ago, he came surprising 27th pick in the lottery.
Mm.
Over the last four seasons, he earned $4 million. Now, he's NBA champion, most improved player of the year, and in the next 5 years, he's going to make $130 million. Truly remarkable for a kid, 25-year-old kid from Douala, Cameroon, where they don't play much basketball. They play soccer.
Now, the Raptors lost their big star, Kawhi Leonard, who signed with the Clippers in the offseason. Do you think Siakam is now the centerpiece of the Raptors?
And I think this started to come on display in the preseason, in the last playoffs in the last season. That's why Masai Ujiri felt comfortable to sign him on, because he played very well in the playoffs. He was very critical in the winning the championship, and it was obvious that he was becoming a leader of the team. And the team is still good. I mean, they have Serge Ibaka, Marc Gasol, you know, two very tough interior players. Van Vliet is still there. So they still have a very good team and a very good chance of repeating.
It's a long season, so you think they do have a shot at retaining their title?
They do have a shot. I hope we're going to talk about this. You know, how many teams in the NBA have a shot? Because this is completely a different season in the NBA.
I mentioned Kawhi Leonard. He also had a big opening night in Los Angeles as the Clippers beat the Lakers 112-102. I think Leonard had 30 points in that game. What do you think of that rivalry now, the L.A. rivalry between the Clippers and the Lakers?
It's becoming very, very exciting in L.A. They are both playing in the same arena. They have, you know, almost the same fans and all that. And they have stars. The teams are full of stars. LeBron James and Anthony Davis with the Lakers. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George with Clippers. Paul George didn't play last night. But Clippers, they have a very strong team. Because remember, most of their players are still there. The addition of George and Kawhi Leonard makes it a very dangerous team. I think LeBron James is still king. But he got to be careful this season.
Okay. Well, we did have a lot of movement in the offseason, Mwamoyo, with players switching teams. Take a look at the NBA landscape at the start of this new season.
Now, Sonny, we've been doing this for many years. But I can tell you, I think this is the most beautiful season we're going to have. Because there is such parity in the NBA. I mean, the last 5 years, Golden State Warriors was like this huge,
dominant
guy who couldn't be moved. But today, with the movement of players in the offseason, you have LeBron and Anthony Davis with Lakers, as we said, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George with Clippers, Russell Westbrook with James Harden with Houston. You have Kyrie Irving and KD when he comes back with Brooklyn Nets. And you have the Philadelphia 76ers still there, Milwaukee Bucks still there. So in this season, there are 8 or 9 teams that have a good chance of winning the championship. And these are Clippers, of course, LA Lakers, Milwaukee Bucks, 76ers, Houston Rockets, you know, Brooklyn Nets, if KD comes back. So it's a well-balanced league. And I'm sorry to say, Washington Wizards is all the way down there.
And my beloved Washington Wizards.
All the way down there. And Golden State Warriors, if they're not careful, they may not even make the playoffs.
Well, I know the Wizards are not expected to contend for a title, but we got to give a shout-out for the Mystics, Momoyo. Just a few weeks ago, they won their first WNBA title. Talk about that.
It was hard-earned title. Last season, they went to the final. They couldn't make it. This year, they came up against very strong teams, but they just played so well, and they were very consistent, and they won the championship. Kudos to them.
Back to the NBA. What are some of the other storylines you're going to be following this season, Momoyo?
Well, Zion Williams. We are looking at Zion Williams, Williamson. I mean, the number one rookie. Unfortunately,
He didn't play last night.
He's out for almost 8 weeks. Mm. So we're not going to see him until sometime in December. But this guy, he's just built for hard, strong basketball. He's like Shaq-like, but he moved better than Shaquille O'Neal. So this is going to be 19 years old. So this is going to be a very exciting year for him with the Pelicans. They lost Anthony Davis, but they still make a very good team.
What about Zion Williamson's weight? I mean, some people think he needs to drop some pounds because he's putting so much pressure on
him. There has been that talk about his weight and the style of play. He plays like a person who doesn't carry all that weight.
Mm,
so and that risks some injury. So, you know, a lot of people are thinking that he should lose some weight for him to perform at his, you know, maximum potential.
I know we touched on it last season, Momoyo, but do you continue to see the NBA becoming more and more international? We mentioned Siakam, Marc Gasol from Spain. We have these other players from overseas. The league is becoming more international.
More international. This year there are 103, I think, international players, less than last year, but still, you know, it's growing. 15 African players, or you know, and if you count the Antetokounmpo brothers, maybe you're talking about 18 African players. And these are from Senegal, Cameroon, DRC, Republic of Congo, Mali, South Sudan. So even the African continent is well represented in the NBA. And this is likely to grow because the interest is even at, you know, very high on the African continent.
Okay, well, who do you like in the East? You mentioned the Raptors. Are the Bucks capable of clipping the wings of the Raptors, so to speak?
I like the Bucks really. You know, the Bucks last year they went through growing pains. You know, they got to the top, but they still needed some experience, and they didn't have that. Raptors, you know, was a team that has been put together well with a lot of veterans, Kawhi Leonard in there, and you know, they managed to get to the top. This year they'll also be very good because they have the experience and they have the core of the team who is still there. So, but I like Milwaukee Bucks right now. They are hungrier. They have the experience. But still, you know, the Eastern Conference is still tough. 76ers are still a very good team.
Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons,
and Ben Simmons. Yeah, Kyrie Irving. You know. With Brooklyn Nets, as we said, if KD comes back, we are talking a different story. Boston Celtics, don't count them out. I think they are under most pressure because of the expectations, but don't count them out.
Thanks, Momoyo. That's Momoyo Hoops Hamza, the voice of America's Swahili service chief. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Just ahead, the Washington Nationals win the opening game in Major League Baseball's 115th World Series. But first, some ballpark fever.
Infield out.
The Washington Nationals edged the host Houston Astros Tuesday night in Game 1 of Major League Baseball's World Series. The AP's Mark Myers reports from Houston, Texas.
The Nationals won their first World Series game ever, taking Game 1 from the Astros 5-4. In a marquee mound matchup, Max Scherzer won it over Gerrit Cole. Scherzer went 5 innings and gave up 2 runs.
I have the utmost belief in everybody in this clubhouse when everybody gets their number called, that they're going to step up and do the job, and tonight that happened.
Cole allowed 5 runs over 7 innings.
I didn't have like my A game tonight, but outside of a few pitches that kind of tacked on a couple runs, we worked pretty well with what we had. You know, you're facing, you know, these are the two best teams in the world right now. So, like, you know, you try not to beat yourself up too much.
Washington's Juan Soto had a single, double, and home run with 3 driven in.
I'm glad I faced him in the spring training, too. So I know how the ball going to be, how hard it's going to be, the curveball, the slider, everything. I guess I faced him in the spring training. And just try to, I got the report, he throw a lot of fastball. He likes to throw the fastball. I just sit there and wait for the fastball.
Ryan Zimmerman also homered.
First at bat to hit a home run, I mean, running around the bases, you're kind of almost floating around the bases. You know, to be able to do that, it's kind of what you work for.
George Springer and Yuli Gurriel each knocked in a pair, but the Astros stranded 11. Sean Doolittle with a 4-out save. Mark Myers, Houston.
Thanks, Mark. Game 2 in the best of 7 World Series will be later Wednesday night in Houston. And then the championship series moves here to Washington for Game 3 on Friday night. That game will be played at Nationals Park, located just a short walk from our Voice of America headquarters here in Southwest Washington. European club football title holder Liverpool is back in action later Wednesday night in Belgium in UEFA Champions League action. VOA's Gwen Uten joins us now with a preview. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Liverpool coach Jurgen Klopp was in high spirits ahead of Wednesday's match against Racing Genk, due in no small part to the fact that a total of 7 Reds have been placed on the short list of nominees for this year's Ballon d'Or. In response, Klopp said the way Liverpool played last season, it's normal so many would be nominated by the experts. However, he exercised a little more caution when asked for his thoughts on the upcoming matchup with Genk.
If we saw Genk, and it makes absolutely sense that you do that before you judge an opponent, if you saw Genk against Salzburg, not only the result, the game, then you would have said after half an hour, which result would you suggest, and the result which was there at the end would not be part of any ideas of anybody. So because it just didn't look like that, they were really good. Then they lost the game, but against Napoli it was really good. We don't want to make Genk bigger than they are, but they are in the Champions League and they play good football and they are at home and they can be annoying what they were against Napoli. Napoli had big chances, but Genk had parts of the game. They play good football. It's a brave team. They became last year champion in Belgium, which is not so easy.
Klopp went on to say Liverpool's Egyptian star forward Mohamed Salah's return to the pitch from an ankle injury looks promising. Genk coach Felice Mazou also spoke ahead of Wednesday's match and said in order to take on the reigning European champions, his team must exude the same level of confidence they showed in their scoreless draw against Napoli.
We must know also that we play against a good team. We did this against Napoli, and everything is possible in football, so we must go on the pitch with a lot of trust and to have the desire to make a good game.
Also in Champions League action, Ajax Amsterdam is set to host Chelsea on Wednesday. Ajax had a tremendous run last season. The young squad defeated heavyweight opponents such as Real Madrid and Juventus before suffering a heartbreaking loss to Tottenham in the semifinals. But ahead of Wednesday's match, head coach Erik ten Hag said it's a new season and a new team.
Last year was last year, and now we're building a new team. And we develop a new team. We're starting the season. I think we start the season very well. And now we have to step up and becoming from game to game better. And it's only possible when you play out of your philosophy and only with the attitude that you want to be better every day.
Ajax is the leader in Group H with Chelsea 3 points behind in second place. Chelsea coach Frank Lampard said his young team is inspired by Ajax's unexpected run last season, and they are prepared to face a formidable opponent.
A really tough match against a team that we know how they performed last year and how they've started this group, winning both games comfortably. So it's going to be a tough match. I don't think the 5 wins mean anything other than hopefully we have some confidence. But this will be a completely different challenge, which we obviously need to be ready for.
Stay tuned for the results from those two matches. And as a follow-up to my Tuesday segment on Cristiano Ronaldo, Juventus edged out a 2-1 victory over Lokomotiv Moscow. Ronaldo, however, did not score in that match. And that is all from me. Sonny, back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Gwen mentioned Liverpool dominating the 30-man shortlist for the 2019 Ballon d'Or Award. 7 Reds made the shortlist, including African stars Mohamed Salah from Egypt and Sadio Mane from Senegal. Also on the shortlist are Gabon and Arsenal man Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang and the Algerian Riyad Mahrez of Manchester City. Superstars Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi, who have won the Ballon d'Or 10 times between them, again feature among the contenders. Last year, the Croatian Luka Modric of Real Madrid won the award to end 7 years of dominance of the prize by Messi and Ronaldo. Modric, by the way, did not make the shortlist this year. The 2019 Ballon d'Or winner will be announced in Paris on December 2nd. The Mali Football Federation has confirmed that Mohamed Magasuba will stay on as head coach of the national men's team, nicknamed the Eagles. The 61-year-old Magasuba has been caretaker coach since September 2017. The federation did not give details of Magasuba's new contract. His main targets will be getting Mali to the 2021 Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Cameroon and the 2022 World Cup in Qatar. The Eagles of Mali are currently ranked 11th in Africa and 57th overall by FIFA, World Football's governing body. This sunny side of sports programming note, the energetic Andy Edwards is packing his bags for Germany and coverage of Sunday's Frankfurt Marathon. We hope to hear from Andy later this week with some Frankfurt preview material. Andy says one of the athletes he'll be keeping his eyes on Sunday is the Ethiopian Meskerem Asefa. She has returned to Frankfurt to defend her women's title. Last year in Frankfurt, Meskerem set a course record of 2 hours, 20 minutes, and 36 seconds. Despite windy conditions in Frankfurt, that time is also a personal best. Andy says many of the athletes who run in Frankfurt will also be trying to qualify for next year's Tokyo Olympics in Japan. They have some qualifying standards to reach. And that wraps up the October 23rd edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Rob McLean. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, thousands have fled the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo following ethnic violence targeting the Banyamulenge community. What's behind the ethnic attacks in the DRC? We'll take a closer look on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, Africa. This is James Butte, host of Voice of America's Daybreak Africa. Join me Monday through Friday at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC for the latest in Africa news, features, and sports. We are also available on the internet at www.voaafrica.com. That's Daybreak Africa, your breakfast show on the Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news. Go!
What's up, Africa? It's Jackson Vunganyi.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Cape Town.
Can I be up front with you? That's exactly what Nadia and I plan to do every Wednesday at 17:30 UTC. Up front looks at issues that affect you.
Since the world is moving at a faster rate, they need to have a major computer.
Interesting news.
Canadian man was sentenced for drunk driving after being pulled over in his mother's motorized wheelchair. 35-year-old man was fined and placed on probation.
And of course, music. No clouds in my stones. Entertainment, celebrities, you name it, we'll talk about it.
And of course, we love to hear from you. Send us your thoughts and comments. Our email address is upfront@voanews.com.
So don't forget to check us out every Wednesday at 17:30 UTC on The Voice of America.
And your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
This is Science in a Minute.
A weight loss plan called the ketogenic or keto diet has become quite popular over the past couple of years. The keto diet restricts the amount of carbohydrates consumed to no more than around 50 grams a day, which reduces the amount of glucose or sugar in the bloodstream. While the keto diet has been credited with not only weight loss, it also helps diabetics manage their disease. A new study from scientists at the University of Texas at Dallas suggests that restricting blood glucose levels might also keep certain cancers in check. Experimenting on mice with lung cancer, researchers fed them a keto diet and a diabetes drug that prevents glucose in the blood from becoming reabsorbed by the kidneys. The researchers say they found that while this regimen didn't shrink tumors, it did keep them from progressing. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.